It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
We just watched the women's eight in rowing win silver. Yeah.
Why am I the only one cheering?
I'm cheering. I'm reading, and then I'm clapping. Okay. Ay, 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 bro. Yesterday, the men did it.
Here I am, clapping again, solo, thanks.
Yesterday, the men's eight, of course, won their silver medal. They couldn't defend their gold from the previous games, but they did pull off a silver. Malcolm Howard is the captain.
Yeah. Malcolm Howard!
Not much, I'm just trying to enjoy myself today.
Yeah. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. First of all, as we talk to you, we're watching the highlights from yesterday. Seeing you guys up on the podium there. Congratulations, bro.
Well, thank you very much.
How do you celebrate after a win like this? Like, what's going on? And don't lie, be honest.
Well, to be honest, after something like that and, like, the emotional highs and the emotional lows of our first race at this Olympics, we were all pretty tired yesterday, and we just kind of wanted to see our families because we haven't seen them. Like, I mean, I saw my wife ever so often, but I didn't actually get to spend any time with her, so I just really wanted to spend some time with her.
What's it like with you and your wife before a race? Like, at what point do you go into hardcore mode where you sort of relinquish your duties as being that emotional support that she's come to know and love?
Well, actually, I would say my wife is a little more hardcore than I am.
Oh, really?
Damn.
She's actually Erica Lee Sturton, and she used to be a rhythmic gymnast.
Yeah.
So she was always like, so, during the Olympics, do you want me to, like, just not call you at all? Because we can not talk for, like, that whole week. I'm here to watch you and do this stuff. And, like, I'm gonna hide and, like, try and stay out of the way. And so, if anything, I have to initiate the contact if I want to see her. Otherwise, she's hiding.
Wow.
Now, before you guys hit the water yesterday, what was the conversation like with the rest of the team?
I mean, we had a couple things going, right? Like, we had a little bit of a change of our race philosophy. We weren't going to try and run and go with the Germans. So that was definitely part of it. We were like, we got to focus on the crews that we can beat. And Mike, our coach, was just, you know, he wanted to keep focused on that and not let the nerves get too much to us and have it be like another day on Elk Lake in Victoria.
It's hard to see when on television because you see the guy in the front of the boat who's like shouting real loud at you guys. But are there any words like between you guys? Like, are you under your breath saying something to the guy in front of you and then so on and so forth up the boat?
Oh, yeah, we'll shout at each other sometimes. So Colin McCabe from Brockville, Ontario, he's only 20 years old and stuff, but he's sitting right behind me, right?
Yeah.
We're coming through, like, about the halfway point of the race, and that's when our big move was coming to, like, push through, and he's like, yeah, Malcolm.
Yeah!
And you know what the thing is that is exactly what everybody who was watching that race at home was saying at the exact moment.
Hey, I've always wondered this. At the Olympics, with so many countries and so many athletes there, is there at all any type of trash talking that happens between countries?
Well, I'm a little bit of a different philosophy about it. I spent, I just came back into the men's eight about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And so for a long while, I was racing in the men's single. That's when you're out there, you know, by yourself and, like, it's just you, right?
Yeah.
And in the single, there's this weird thing where everyone is super nice to each other. And it's like, you know, we're all buddy-buddy and, like, you know, you go train with each other because it's kind of like, you know, the joke is, you know, it's just there by yourself, right? Like, you got to have friends somewhere. And I took a little bit of that when I came back into the eight, right? Like, even if these guys wanted to, like, do, like, stare me down or whatever, you know, I know them. We've raced against each other for a long time and I'll chat with them, right? Like,
guys hate that, man. If somebody's staring you down and they're looking like they're going to start trash talking you and then you just walk up and you're like, hey, man, what's going on? Guys hate that.
Well, you know, everyone thinks I'm playing a psychological game.
Hey, listen, dude, congratulations again. You know, give all the other guys high fives for us and everybody else in this country. And congratulations, and we'll see you soon, okay, bro?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Right on, you guys.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.